Hey, I'm Andrew.
And I'm Chris. We're the host of True Believers, a comic book podcast, our weekly show about all things comics.
Welcome to episode 35 of True Believers. Last week, we took it back to the early 2000s with the classic Elektra. This week, we're coming at you with Sleepless by Sarah Vaughan and Layla Del Duca. Jesus.
I don't mind helping you out, buddy.
Bro, it is late. We are doing this hella late.
It's fine. So Lady Poppy, aka Papenia, is guarded by the sleepless knight Serenic, but becomes endangered when an assassin threatens her life in the new king's reign. As Poppy and Serenic try to discover who wants her dead, they must navigate the dangerous waters of life at court and of their growing feelings for one another.
Ooh.
Andrew. Sleepless, how'd you feel?
Sleepless, I think it was a good story. It wasn't one that I'm particularly interested in, but I think this was a very good story that had it had like a little bit of everything. It had a little bit of romance, had a little bit of action, had a little bit of mystery, you know.
Everybody, it was giving fantasy because they had magic.
It had magic, it was medieval. This was like definitely a very good story. I just really don't care for medieval things.
And one thing that I think is crazy is that when you look at this, it was not drawn, like the people who are behind it are not Black, but this is the most like realistically drawn Black person that I've ever seen, not drawn by a Black person.
I agree. It had...
It checked all the boxes. It represented many groups. It was giving what it was supposed to have gave. That's the best way to describe
it. It did. It was drawn very well. She had the big curly hair.
She wore that bonnet.
Yeah,
right. She had a wide nose. Like, she had the nose of my ancestors. So I was like, period.
Yeah, it was very good. The art was very good. The writing was very good. It just didn't match my interest. You know what I mean?
It just didn't match your interest. But, like, what I really liked about it was that it was a contained story. Like, they had two volumes. It was 11 issues. They were like, this is what we're making. We have a clear point A to point Z.
Zed, ugh.
It did, just said that did, to irritate though. You.
It had the start, it had a middle, it had a finish, and they knew what they were doing every step of the way. And it was laid out very well. They knew what they were doing with this story, and they did exactly that.
Even the cliffhanger between volumes 1 and 2 was so good because the premise is that like this girl, Papenia, she's a woman, but she is the daughter of the late king. So her father has just died, and her uncle, because she's illegitimate in the eyes of her father's kingdom, she can't inherit the throne. And she's never been in the line of succession. So her uncle inherits the throne, and there was an assassination attempt against her the year before. She has this guy named Serenic who's always with her, and he's the sleepless knight. So he's been put under a magic spell by his own oath and hers. So he just never sleeps. He like protects her all the time. He literally never sleeps. What pissed me off was finding out that he had a bed to do what?
Yeah, same. Because I was like, what are you doing with that?
What do you have room for?
It's not like he's not even allowed to sleep with other people or anything like that. Like, what is this bed for? It's just there. But I do like how this story created its own universe, and it created a very well-established universe because it had other kingdoms. It had, like, this kingdom has these rules. This kingdom does this. You know what I mean?
This place is allied with this place. The king's daughter lived in this place.
Yeah.
She has guards. Went into this.
Yeah, and the guards had their own, like, code that they had to follow. And there's different levels of guards, too. Like, this is a very well-established background, the kingdom.
This is—it feels like we're in the middle of a story rather than like at the beginning of one, which I think is cool because even in the first issue, like she's kissing her father's like stone, his gravestone, and she's like, "Oh, my dad's dead," and I'm like, "What? We missed that. Your dad's dead." And then at one point, she meets her dad's wife, and then I'm like, "That's gonna be awkward," but it wasn't because this woman was like, "Oh my God, Poppy. Come with me." She's like, "I wish your mother was here." And I'm like, "What? Child, they doing something different in this kingdom."
I know. At first I was like, why is the mom in a different kingdom? Like, what is, or at least the wife.
Her mom is a famous astrologer.
Yeah. And also I looked up like the background of it, and she's called Poppy because of opium and, you know, the whole sleepless metaphor.
But I thought I didn't get that either until, you know, when Serenic started drifting. And he was in the field of poppies. I was like, You've never seen The Wiz, have you?
No, I never saw that.
Okay, so there's this big part. You know how in The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy is, she falls asleep in the poppy fields, and it mm-hmm. represents, like, temptation, like, her desire to, like, be stagnant and, like, to give up. In The Wiz, which I had just watched with Georgie before I started rereading Sleepless, because I've read it before, there's this scene where they have these poppy girls. It's a cat house. So it's, like, they fill them up with, like, with sparkles and smoke, and they kind of get them just tired, and they just go to sleep.
That's
such a weird description of like why I was like I made the connection, but I was like, oh,
that sounds like it's really sad.
Oh no, in The Wiz is fire. They got this banging this is a Motown musical. Okay, they got this banging scene, and it is sad because, you know, they're like, oh, the Tin Man and the Scarecrow, they're not organic, so they don't get affected like the lion and Dorothy, and they're like, oh my god, our friends, they're dead. Shit. And they're like, no, they're just sleeping. And the Tin Man starts to cry. He's like, a teeny. And aww. Diana Ross looks so pretty like when she's faking sleep.
I know, I keep saying I'm gonna watch that, and eventually I will get around to it, but no, I can see how you made the connection. You've already done it. Makes sense.
It's just the fact that he would be like, he like was standing there in the middle of this hallway. And then she's like, Sarah Nicholas is wrong. And he's like, girl, I was drifting. His drifts were wild. He was Tokyo drifting.
The worst part, though, about being one of these sleepless guards is they still get tired after a while. So it's like, can you imagine being tired and never sleeping?
Yeah, you basically never sleep. And then it's like after what, like they said, like 15 years of service, like eventually your mind just goes, and then they take care of you for the rest of your life. But you have like no awareness.
You're literally so like a zombie.
At the end of volume one, he's like, I'm drifting, like you need to let me take care of this before something happens to you, like I don't care if they put me to death, I'm gonna die anyway, I'm drifting. And she's like, no, Sarah Nick, they'll kill you. And she's in love with him, and so he grabs her and he kisses her. And when I tell you this kiss, it was like the amount of passion that's in the kiss in Top Gun. When I tell you, I was like, dang, he's really going for it. Okay, fine. And then she's like, pulls herself back, and then I think he thought the matter was settled, and she said, Serenic, I release you from your sleepless vow. And he was like, he looking at her like, you raggedy sleep.
Yeah, it was the magic words that makes him finally get out of the sleepless. But like, that is insane. Also, this was just a drawing, mind you, so to draw like that much passion and whatever,
especially for her next move to be that, it was like such a stark change in circumstances.
There was so much drama in like these, what is it, 1 to 2 pages?
Yeah, if it was a novella, you know, there would have been a slap. She would have slapped him after, and then she would have released him.
But the whole time up in, like, she's had what, 2 assassinations on her life at this, 3 if you count the one that we don't see. And Sirenik is trying to figure it out. They kind of think it's
because at one point somebody did try and poison her. I think she might be at 4.
I think you're right, because I know that there was the black guard guy thing that attacked her in the hallway, and then there was another attack, and then there was the poison, and then there's the one that happened before the story started. So that's like 4 assassinations. And they, who do they think it is? I can't remember what his name is. It's like the do they know by the end of volume one?
That hoe with the bangs. Like, because remember, she's accused him of, like, she goes in front of the king and she's Helder. I think that's his
name. Helder. That's
his name. Like, she's like, he did it. I don't know how to prove it, but he did it. And her uncle is like a sucker. And he's like, how dare you accuse, you know, my nephew by law? Like, in fact, I think you guys should get married. And I'm like, that doesn't even make sense, dumb white man. Because if I think he's tried to murder me, why, like, he realizes that he needs Papenya to keep the people under his thumb, like, because people don't like him as much as they love their late king, and the people don't know his daughter, they don't love her, but Poppy is beloved, so he's like, I need her social influence.
Yeah, he's trying to keep the peace with all the kingdom and whatever. Yeah, but I think one of the assassins tells, is it Sirenik or Poppy?
It's both of them, because Poppy picks up that sword and she's like, who sent you?
That's what it was, yeah. And then she's like, oh, Helder did, yeah.
Then she's like, Helder sent you? And he's like, yeah, he totally did.
Damn. Also, though, if I was dying like that, I probably would have just said whatever, just to, like, bro, let me die.
Child, if I'm listen, if I'm dying and I'm already dying and you can't torture me and I'm dying, the way I'm not saying nothing, I'd be like,
I think I would just lie just to stir the pot. Keep it spicy. Kingdom, yeah. You know, let's see what's going to happen.
I'm glad you're just as messy as me, because that absolutely would have been what I did. I would have been like, yeah, actually, it was Sir Serenek.
Oh my God. Right?
Long live the king.
Yes. Or, oh my God, how messy would it have been to be like the queen or the late the father's princess. Wife's
Ooh.
Handmaid? Are you kidding? Like, that would have thrown a whole bunch of, like, drama into the kingdom.
Especially amazing. Because that woman had just left. Like, she went to the Dowager estate. Like, oh, but she, unfortunately, actually loved Poppy, so.
Yeah, that would have been fucked up, but it would have been messy. This guy that was dying had no connection to anybody. He could have said whatever he wanted.
No, if it was me, I would have said, long live the king. I would have been given Lion King. Because I'm a slut for drama. Long live the... I'm saying it in that exact Scar cadence.
God, just to die 4 seconds later. See, this is why we should be assassins. Because if nothing else, we're here for the drama.
Child, I've already said that when I die, I plan on being like, the treasure, like once I feel myself dying, I'm going to start saying something insane. I'll be like, oh, the money in the safe. Beep, beep, beep.
Oh my God, something messy. Like, just tell him I've always loved him, but then don't say who. Especially if you're married at that point. Can you imagine the level of drama?
No, what I would do I would say a random sentence in Spanish that was like incomprehensible. And then I'd be like, mi amor, I've always loved you. And then a random name.
Oh, you can't say a random name though. You got to leave these people guessing. Like, they're going to be looking through your entire past life of like, oh my God, how many people does she know?
I'd pick a name of a person I've never met before.
God, that's like, amazing.
This is something that I'd work out before I was dying. Like, you know how they've got that song, Fernando?
Oh my God, yes. Yeah.
Wait, you know Citizen Kane? I'm obsessed with Citizen Kane. I don't even enjoy the movie. I just think it's hilarious because this guy dies and like his last words become like worthy of intrigue because this guy has no life. He kind of sucks. And his last words are Rosebud. And this man is like investigating his past and like trying to see what happens, like, or what connection the word Rosebud has. And it's like a freaking sled.
That's amazing.
That would be me. Anyway,
that.
Back so, on Sleepless, because yeah. We drifted really far. Ooh, we like Serenek.
There you go. So this book two start, or volume two starts with like, it's 1 year later. I think it's 1 year. And you know, homeboy's still asleep. Things are still going on. Homegirls.
And Poppy's about to get married. Yes. And she goes to visit her father and Serenek in turn, because with all the sleepless who were in the, they call it the eternal sleep, basically. So once you drift far enough, eventually your body just gives out and they put a sheet over your face and you basically just sleep until you die.
To be honest, though, that sounds kind of like the way to go. Just sleep Not until for me. You die. I don't want to die in any way painfully. I'm already tired all the time.
You know, I don't want to die painfully, but I told you how I want to die as dramatically as possible.
Same. I want like some weird out-of-pocket shit that you don't expect. But anyways, yeah, homeboy's still asleep. He's now in a tomb with all the other sleeping people.
And he waked the hell up.
Exactly like that. Can you... You know how fucking freaked out scary I would be to wake up in a tomb with other
surrounded
sleeping
by dead bodies?
People? Yeah, no. Don't sign me up for that.
And he looks, when I tell you he looks good, because like the whole first volume, it's like he looked gross. He looked like he was 10 seconds away from dying because he hadn't slept in the equivalent of one calendar year. Like all of the nights that he would have slept.
Yeah, the bitch was tired. And then he finally slept for a year now. So, you know, if you don't come out of that looking good, then what are you even doing with all that sleep?
And like, first of all, he and Poppy, they acknowledge that they're in love with each other at this point. And she's like, they're feeding him. He's eating ridiculous amounts of food, but he could barely hold the sword because his muscles are, he's been asleep for a year. And this
atrophied a little bit.
And these are medieval times. So these people don't have good common sense. They're not expecting him to ever wake up again. So they don't think to stretch out his legs and his arms and stuff. So.
You know, circulate the blood a little bit. So they've just been sitting there.
He wake up, everything's numb. Numb as hell.
Numb as hell. Bitch, me the other day waking up with my arm. Can you imagine a year of that?
I'll do you one better. I woke up with my hand around my ankle 2 days ago. Like,
I'm
my
sure
ankle
that makes
was...
sense.
No, it doesn't make sense, because my ankle was like under my heel of my foot was under my butt, and I was holding on to my ankle. Like I felt insane, and I woke up and I was like, what was I dreaming about to be in this position?
A year later of sleeping and you wake up like that.
You know how mad I would be? Or like sometimes, you know, sometimes when you sleep and you're having a really good dream and you like pull your butt down and you like your knees are up and you're like
like, oh my god, and nobody,
I think I get in the let me TMI for a second. Like I feel like when I fart in my sleep, like when my body's getting ready to fart, like that's the position I always wake up in.
Oh my god, probably because you do be farting in your sleep.
I know I have to, because I almost never fart during the day, but like I feel like I'm probably like save it all until go to sleep.
Oh god, that's hilarious.
And I, you know, actually, I know I do, because sometimes I'll wake up flipped the other way. So like I'll be like propped up on one arm, like just booty up in the air. And I'm like, I know this is the best farting position. So that's.
You knew you were blasting off all night.
Team Rocket's fucking blasting off again.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. You beat me to it.
So they want Poppy to marry Helder, right? And so Helder's like all smug and he's like, no, I get why you would think that I was gonna murder you, because I was, but like now I'm not, because now we're married. And she's like, girl, boy, we ain't doing nothing. First of all, you bound yourself to me, and I'm gonna spend every single day of my life making you miserable.
Period, queen. Because how do you go to consummate your marriage and then you're like, oh, by the way, I was trying to kill you. Sorry about that. It was a year
but
ago.
But now I'm not. You're
still mad? Like,
and just the fact that he was like, I was going to marry whatever her name is. It wasn't Yvette, because that was one of the guard's names, I'm pretty sure. But he's like, yeah, I was gonna marry old Pimply over there. It's okay. I have bad skin too, so I can say that. It's like bad skin privilege. He's like, yeah, I was going to marry her, but obviously, you know, her uncle, her dad, you know, didn't want us to get married because we're cousins.
And now we're in this together. Hey. Like, first of all, sir, don't talk to me like that. I don't want to be part of that.
Oh, first of all, die. I hope you die in the next couple of pages. And guess what he did? So tell me what he tries to kill Poppy, and like he grabs his sword and is like on a mad dash through the castle. And then he ends up, she sees Cyrenaic across the freaking, because she's running for her life. And she sees him across the courtyard, like in a different part of the castle. She's like, Cyrenaic, help me. And he's looking at her. And then she just keeps running, and he's like, obviously he does catch up to her, but she thought, oh, the look on her face when she thought he wasn't gonna come and save her, but he was thinking, oh, I can't come save this bitch, my muscle.
Yeah. The thing is though, how are you gonna be mad that I'm mad that you tried to kill me? How did we get to this point, sir?
I don't understand. Does it make sense?
This is a reasonable reaction to you trying to murder me.
The thing that's crazy is that like men who are abusive to women, they really do be putting that crazy shit in their victims' minds. They're like, oh, why would you make me do this? And I'm like, nobody's making you. Yeah, you're crazy.
This guy doesn't even like her, though. So, like, why? Sir, get out of here. Which is why you deserve what happens next. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry.
And then also, like, tell me why Cyrenaic gets accused of murder because somebody pushes him, like, off the banister. And I'm like, any sleepless night could have told you that doesn't make sense. Because Cyrenaic, he can barely lift an empanada.
Homeboy can barely move. He's sitting there half. Not necessarily dead, because for once he's not being dead, but he's sitting there like,
child, his legs, his arms, they don't work.
Yeah, what do you mean I pushed you off the balcony? Because how, right? And they try to blame it on Poppy and Cyrenaic, like, how? First of all, Poppy doesn't even want to be near this man. Cyrenaic can't even move.
First of all, and Cyrenaic do not want to be near Poppy. He's mad at her because when she released him from his vow, he could have slept until death. Like, there was no guarantee that he was going to wake up. He's angry. Like, he's mad at her. Yeah, exactly. As one should be, honestly. But, and you know who else is mad the other sleepless nights? Because they're like, hold on. Like, I can sleep. And then other people were like, I don't want to renounce my vow. Like, my kids will be grown.
It opens kind of like a floodgate of like, okay, if we can do this and all of us could do this, but do we want to do this?
First of
like,
all, my thing is who would think of that in the first place and not like when you're trying things, why wouldn't you check to see if it was reversible?
You know what? That is a fair point. I didn't even think about that. So yeah, that kind of means like they did this thinking that it was going to be forever and it kind of is what it is. Sorry, your life is going to suck for the rest of your life.
My thing is I would do like, and they were talking about, basically Poppy and Serenic end up on a mad dash journey. They figure out that the real killer was just some guy who was like tertiarily related to the plot, but he was there the whole time. Blase blah.
He was like part of the kingdom and then he kind of got wiped out of the like lineage and it is what it is. This guy had nothing to do. He just was an asshole.
And what's funny though is that it didn't even come out of nowhere. As soon as he said what his motivation was, I was like, oh, that does make sense. And he was there the whole time stirring up the pot. So I was like, ah.
Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, right though, it was kind of like a third party that, but I mean, it did make sense. Whenever he was there the whole time. It makes sense.
But, and what's funny is like he outlined his reasons earlier in the story and like Poppy also agreed with some of his reasons, like the things that he said were backed up in the story and the fact that either way they start at the end when they're getting ready to leave the castle and when they actually do leave, the sleepless are like, Serenic, we could really use you, you know, if you want to come back. We were coming up with an idea for a rotation so many months off. First of all, fuck y'all. If I'm going to be a sleepless night, we're only doing this for a week because you need like 8 hours of sleep, right? So what's 8 times 7?
Girl, I don't know, 40 something. I don't know.
It's not because 7 times 7 is 49. So
50 something. I don't know. 2, 3, 4. I'm a law student. 56.
I think that's like 56. So it's probably wrong. But I really do think it's 56. So then you sleep for 56 hours. Like you're up for seven, you know, you're up for 7 days. Then you sleep for like
three.
Yeah, you sleep for three. You know what I'm saying? That's reasonable.
I wouldn't even like, want that. Like, don't keep me up that late. I don't want to be awake for 7 days.
I think it's reasonable, like, because if you have people who are, it's a good way to do a good, like, shift, you know what I'm saying? You stagger people that you have on and off, and clearly being a sleepless night is, like, a great honor. So there are people who are excited to do this.
Could never be me. I'm just...
Child, it would not be me, because the king asked if Serenic would be Poppy's night, and no. I've been awake for 7 days before. I'd rather die than do that again.
Well, at least they have magic on their side. If we're awake for 7 days, we will probably die.
I'll need cocaine on my side.
I don't know. But see, things like that, like how Homeboy was there the whole time and that was his motivation. He's the one that was trying to kill her and whatever. That really goes to show how well established this story was, because there was so much work that went into this. And you can tell by reading this. And then
the art, like even the people of all the different cultures, they all had a different look. And like, I don't remember what the name of the kingdom that they're in is called, but
I don't remember. Yeah.
And or the one that the blonde princess girl, like all her people were from, like her mom is from that country. Her mom never talks. Also, I'm like, that was a bit unfeminist of y'all, but whatever. So they're like very Scandinavian-y in that culture. And then like in this kingdom, it's like, I don't know, the people in King's Landing, that's how they dressed. But not as like bullshitty, because it was like, it was giving what it was supposed to have gave. But then Poppy's mom is from Mirabesh, who's like a neighboring country where all the black people are, and they have such a distinctly different style of dress. Like she shows up to meet the ship that she thinks her mom is coming on, and she's wearing like a Mirabeshi dress. And I was like, oh, she looks so pretty. It's so distinctly different. So it's like, it's giving. The world building is giving. And I liked it.
Yeah, world building. That's exactly what it meant. Because everything is so established. It's like, I don't know how they did this so well in such a short time, you know? Because yeah, there's clearly a story that happened before the story. And this clearly is going to lead on to more story. If they write it or not, that is whatever. But like, it's clearly
it could.
There.
It could continue. But this is like a universe. Good wrap-up point for Serenic and Poppy. Like they end the way that they always wanted to. It's like how in the Witcher series they were like, oh, we could go to the coast, and I was like, y'all ain't going to no coast. They actually went to the coast though.
They literally didn't they went to some countryside or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, she owned all this land, and she was like, yeah, I can't wait to go out to my lands. And I was like, her lands probably aren't going to be that impressive. And they actually were. I was like, dang. The art was the unsung hero of it. No, honestly, I would say, like, the lettering actually is the unsung hero, because the letters are so good.
The letters. Yeah, I didn't think about the lettering, but you're right. The art, I personally wasn't a fan of the art style, but I do like how well thought out everything is. And I will easily say that it is extremely impressive. It just wasn't
what I love. I love all the patterns. Like, they put in work on the patterns and on the dresses. Like, everything has its place. It's very nice. The writing, it accomplished what it set out to do. And a lot of people don't get there, you know, so I was proud of them.
Yeah, even the coloring in this, it was really giving medieval times, because the coloring was so, I don't even know how you describe it. Is that like
light? It's giving Renaissance. I know what you mean. It's kind of got that like muted oil painting feel.
That's a good way to say it. Yeah. So I really liked it. The story was very, very well put together and definitely worth a read if you're into medieval things, but very, very good.
Okay. I guess that's all for this week's episode of True Believers.
Yeah, so thank you all for your support, and we will see you next week.
I think we said we were going to do the DC Pride from last year, because it was cute.
Yes, DC Pride. I like that. So next week we'll be doing DC Pride.
And while we have you here, we'd like to say a special thank you to Donnie Kemp, who supports us on every social media platform that we have. Thank you so much, Donnie. We really appreciate your support. You are an OG True Believer. And thank you. We are available on all major streaming platforms. And if you really like the show, please leave us a review and continue sharing us with your friends. We really appreciate it. It helps us a lot. And, yep. And maybe when that tyrant Andrew is lenient and lets me have a day off from reading comic books and watching movies, we'll read some of our reviews on air. Probably not, but maybe. And as always, if you want to leave a suggestion on what we read or watch, you can find and DM us on social media. You can email us, leave us a voicemail at 7. No, you can leave us a voicemail at 650-761-2629 or join the Discord that we never check.
Thank you, everybody. Bye.
Bye.